Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Lonnie?
Speaking.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you, sir. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden. All right. Moving on. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African American.
Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
50.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Just dissatisfied, not very dissatisfied, just dissatisfied. Is that correct?
Dissatisfied, yes.
Dissatisfied. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on. For each one, I want you to rate them from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is to you to have them focus on. Use 10 if it is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. Making college more affordable. How important is that from 0 to 10?
An 8.
8. Thank you, sir. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
10. All right. And banning tobacco products for adults.
Say that again.
Banning tobacco products for adults. Banning tobacco products for adults. So how important is that from 0 to 10?
5.
5, okay. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 0 to 10, how important is that?
10. 10.
And one more in this line of questioning. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
10 as well. Very well. Moving on. Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say you approve it strongly or just somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly. All right. Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. How do you feel about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
100.
100. And how do you feel about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
75.
75. Thank you, sir. How do you feel about Republicans in Congress?
20.
20. All right. Moving on. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. 10, if it is most important. 5, if it is somewhat important. 0, if the issue is not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. Authorizing prescription medication. How important is that from 0 to 10?
What was that a question again?
Yeah, I want you to rate how important of an issue is the following for the FDA to be focused on. From 0 to 10, how important is authorizing prescription medication?
10.
10. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage.
10.
10. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
10 as well. And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
10.
10 as well. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Almost there. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that?
I oppose it.
And would you say you are strongly oppose it or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Do I support?
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal
oppose.
Government on the sale, oppose, okay? Somewhat oppose or strongly, sir? Oppose.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Do I think it brings more harm?
Yes, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think that banning these products, talking about tobacco products, for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
I must say more harm.
More harm? Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There's other issues more important.
More important issues. Very well, sir. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to be focus its efforts on? First approach is harm reduction. It's an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which do you think is the best approach for the government to take? Harm reduction, the first one, or prohibition, the second one?
First one.
Thank you. I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all the traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first outcome is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that outcome?
Concerned.
Very concerned or somewhat?
Very.
Very concerned. Second outcome mentioned is the loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. How concerned are you about that outcome, sir? Very, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all?
Say that question again.
Yes. I will read it again. If tobacco products were banned by the government, this is a possible outcome. The loss of 10,000 of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that possible outcome?
Not really concerned.
Very concerned? Thank you, sir.
Not really.
Not very concerned.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on, almost done. I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Now, what was that question again?
Yes. Tell me how much you agree with the following statement from 0 to 10. I will read the statement again. And if you agree with it, I mean, you can choose any number between 0 and 10. The higher the number is, the more you agree with the statement. It says, the statement says, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Five.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage use is down to 2%. And decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and larger scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue to this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How much do you agree with that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
7.
7, thank you. Almost done. To date, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
7.
7, and just one more. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How much do you agree with that statement?
One.
One?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose, sir?
Really have no opinion on it. You're over 21, you make your own legal decisions.
No opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. Very well. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Support somewhat or strongly support?
Strongly.
strongly. Thank you, sir. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
It'll probably bring more harm. They'll be look for something else.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
It's not going to change my opinion. I know who I'm going to vote for.
So it will have no impact? Is that correct?
It will have impact.
Okay, so in that case, would you be more willing to support a candidate to support tobacco bans, or less willing to support a candidate who supports tobacco bans?
Support tobacco bans.
Somewhat more willing then, or much more willing to support a candidate?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco?
No.
No. Not burn tobacco products.
Say that again?
Heat, not burn tobacco products. Have you used them in the last 30 days?
No.
No. Wine? Had you drink any wine in the last 30 days? Yes?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
A liquor or a spirit?
Yes.
Yes. Coffee?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
E-cigarettes or vapor products?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
Yes.
And soda pop?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
No, okay, very well. That's right. Switching gears, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Higher education. Masters.
Masters. Okay. Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your very, very valuable time, sir. Much appreciated. Good night.